Study after study says that children are not as active as they should be, and many groups and organizations are promoting various ways for children to develop a healthy lifestyle. In Laramie, a young woman is trying to do this with yoga for kids. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
It would be difficult to find someone more delightful than Winsome Williams. She's a 22-year-old from Bighorn, Wyoming, who's constantly smiling and projects positivity. She went to India last year to get certified as a yoga instructor. When she returned, she was approached about the possibility of teaching yoga to children. She started last fall in a Laramie school, and now she teaches children in a local studio.
Basically just trying to make it fun, you know? I never want it to be too serious, because they are, after all, just little kids.
Williams says her approach is to get the kids excited about something that's healthy for them.
So get them excited about breathing and relaxing and thinking positive thoughts. I think it's good for them to be in an environment where they're dedicating an hour, 45 minutes to cultivating like a healthy lifestyle.
And apparently the kids need it. Isabel is in third grade.
Well, I really like to relax and calm down.
Do you get uptight? Do you get tense?
Yeah, I get frustrated sometimes.
And Amanda is in kindergarten.
I like doing yoga because it gives you relaxations, kind of.
Why do you think you needed to relax?
Because our brains and all of our body can settle down.
This is something Miss Winsome, as the kids call her, hears all the time.
I feel really stressed out from school. I had a really tough day. You know, someone was bullying me or something. So they always have these different ideas of, like, you know, what stress is to them and how they carry stress with them through their day. So it's interesting to hear the different ways that they, reasons why they need to relax.
Let's see.
Oh. Very good. So stretch your leg out long. And now you can come down into sleeping pigeon. Let's all do sleeping pigeon.
While they stretch and do the things you will do in a normal yoga class, they also spend a lot of time talking philosophically about relaxation and about life. She asks them open-ended questions and is always interested in what they have to say.
You know, we brainstormed some ideas one time of what we could do to unite with nature. And their idea was to go outside and pick up trash and clean it up and, like, to help nature. So it's great. Yeah, I definitely like to incorporate that aspect into it as well.
Adam Henney loves the approach. He's hoping it will teach his daughter some important long-term skills.
Being able to calm herself down and relax. Although the fitness part is nice also, because neither of us, her parents, are very athletic at all, and we're not giving them that. So it's nice if somebody else will.
Another parent, Frida Knobloch, says her daughter looks forward to the class each week. She's also hoping for some long-term benefits.
The opportunity to be thoughtful in a deliberate way about her life, and you might not think a second or third grader would be capable of taking that kind of pause, but I think they really enjoy it, and if she can make herself feel better on a bad day or a busy day, and she has those skills from the time she's a little kid, I think that's a wonderful thing.
In fact, many parents say their children now do yoga at home and ask them to participate with them. They also say they see a positive change in their children, such as taking time to relax after a stressful school day. This pleases Williams, who hopes she's making a difference in their lives. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.